This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my beloved children. Eid is around the corner, mashallah. I'm going to start decorating the house a little bit, at least to get the vibe of the Eid and the feel of it within my house. I'm going to start preparing by buying a few things. Maybe mom might be making something, dad might be buying something, or who knows, dad might be making a few things this time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a beautiful Eid. Now, there is something important that I need to tell you, and that is, right now, while we're preparing for Eid and a happy day, and mashallah, many of us will be having beautiful clothes and lovely food to eat, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We might have granny and grandpa over, or we might be going somewhere. Even if we have restrictions because of the coronavirus, we still might be rejoicing in one way or another. But there are our children, our brothers and sisters across the globe who are not as fortunate as we are. They are struggling. They are having issues and problems. There are people in war zones where perhaps the adults are fighting and the children are losing out. There are people who are in places where there is no food and drink. There is poverty, meaning they're poor. There is a shortage. There are droughts. There is disease. There is so much that's happening. So not everyone is able to enjoy like we are planning to enjoy. So Allah Almighty teaches us something very amazing. He says, when you fasted in the month of Ramadan and now you're preparing for Eid, you must make sure with the food that you're going to be having for Eid, reach out to at least another person who doesn't have what you have with something known as Sadaqatul Fitr. Sadaqatul Fitr or Zakatul Fitr is a charity, something that you have to take out in the form of a grain, preferably. Grain meaning some food that you eat, you want others to eat. I mean, I'm going to be having a nice meal on the day of Eid. I want the poor and those who don't have as much as I have to also enjoy that particular day. Allah wants that. So Allah tells me, you must give out that sadaqah before the salah or the prayer of Eid. So a lot of the times we can give out a pound or two, a dollar or two, depending on what it is, to a charity or a charitable organization, someone who's going to buy that food on time and give it to the poor so that they can also enjoy the Eid. That's the whole idea of Sadaqatul Fitr. And you have to give it. You must tell your parents, please, can you give it? They're adults, they should be giving it. With us, it's good to give because you get used to it, especially when you have a lot, but it becomes compulsory the day that you become an adult. So let's get used to it from now. Have you understood why we give Sadaqatul Fitr or Zakatul Fitr? Let me say it again. So that the poor can also have something nice to eat on the day of Eid. And this is why a lot of the scholars say that you must give the type of food that people generally eat in the area that you live, or in the area where you're going to be giving the money. We're so lucky because we have organizations and charities like Abdullah Aid, like so many others who are there, who give on our behalf. We just have to give them the money and tell them, this is for Sadaqatul Fitr or Zakatul Fitr. Give them in advance. And at the time, on the day, they will make sure that they distribute all of that early in the morning. Or sometimes in the evening of the eve of Eid, just at night. So this is important for us to always think, what did I give? Even if it's a dollar or two, a pound or two, let everybody be happy on the day of Eid, not just us. And then make a dua for our children of Palestine. Right now, they are struggling. There are things happening there that are crazy. We should not be fighting and killing. But when people are fighting us and killing us, what do we do? We continue to pray for them. May Allah safeguard them. May Allah safeguard Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah safeguard the sanctity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard the people. And they too deserve a beautiful ending to the month of Ramadan. I pray that all those hostilities can come to an end, meaning the fighting. And our people, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them all. And give our children a beautiful, beautiful Eid so that they too can enjoy with good clothes at least and with a good smell, some perfume, smiling faces, as well as nice food and drink. The same applies to our brothers and sisters in Syria, in some parts of Africa, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and in so many other places. Mashallah, Pakistan is a lovely place. You know, the people there are amazing. Some of you might see the smile on my face, but subhanallah, we have amazing people across the globe. And even though there is no war that's happening there, but sometimes there are some crazy people who do some silly things. They want to kill others and think that that's how they're going to get the pleasure of Allah. Don't ever let anyone make you think that you have to hurt someone to gain the pleasure of Allah. Because Allah made them just like He made us. If I differ or disagree, it doesn't mean I need to hurt my brother, my sister. That's who it is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. I thought I'd make this video in preparation in the run-up for Eid and explain to you that it's not just us who deserve the day of Eid, but even those in war zones, in other places where they are struggling. Pray for them at least. Reach out to them. $1, £1, 10 rands. That will do your job. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.